When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 3, Episode 5. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti, io sono Francesca.
Salve Francesca, come stai?
Ciao Mark, sto bene, grazie. E tu come stai?
Benissimo, e molto contento di essere tornato nello studio per fare ancora un episodio di Coffee Break Italian.
Sì, che bello, anch'io sono contenta, non vedo l'ora di iniziare.
Allora, di cosa parliamo oggi?
Oggi parliamo di aggettivi, ok, ma di una caratteristica particolare degli aggettivi, gli aggettivi comparativi.
Ok, so comparative adjectives, and we're going to be focusing on that in this episode. As usual, we'll have a little discussion of these, a kind of grammatical presentation. Once we've done that, then it will be time to listen to a conversation, and I believe we have an interesting conversation featuring a colleague from Coffee Break.
Sì, esatto. Nella conversazione di oggi sentirete Andrea, la nostra collega di origine svizzera.
Esatto, chi parla un italiano benissimo.
Sì, parla italiano veramente bene, ha studiato anche in Italia e io parlo sempre in italiano con Andrea, infatti.
Benissimo. Okay, you can look forward to that in a little while. We'll get to that, but I think we kind of simply need to get started. Allora, bando alle ciance.
Sì, bravo Mark, diamo inizio alle danze.
Allora, Francesca, can you explain a little what we mean by these comparative adjectives?
Yes, with comparative adjectives, we want to compare the quality of a thing or a person in comparison to another thing or another person. And obviously with the idea of being more or less or as much as the other person or thing.
Okay, I think this will make much more sense when we hear some examples.
Sì, let's start from the idea of majority, of being more. So in Italian we could say, for example, Maria è più sportiva di Anna.
Right, so immediately, one thing that we are noticing here is that the word for than in English in this situation is di in Italian. Maria è più sportiva di Anna. Maria is more sporty than Anna. And I think for an English speaker, there's probably a tendency to maybe try to use another word there, the word che, but we don't want to use that in this situation.
We will talk about che later on.
Okay. So that was the majority one, more than. What about less than?
See, for less than, we're using the word meno instead. So if we take the same example, we can say Maria è meno sportiva di Anna.
So in this case, Maria is less sporty than Anna. And again, notice the di, meno di, più di.
Sì, and also notice that meno and più are invariable words. So even if we are talking about Maria, the word meno stays the same. It doesn't need to agree with Maria.
Certo, certo. Okay, but what about the as sporty, if Maria and Anna are both very sporty people?
Okay. We have some, in this case, we have some very, let's say, grammatical structures, which in the spoken everyday language are not really used. But from a grammatical point of view, we can say that Maria è tanto sportiva quanto Anna, so using tanto quanto, or we can also say Maria è così sportiva come Anna. However, when we speak Italian, we normally don't use the first part, so we drop tanto or così. We just say Maria è sportiva come Anna or Maria è sportiva quanto Anna. That sounds more natural.
That's really interesting. So, as you say, we've got two options. Well, actually, we've got four options, theoretically. We've got Maria è tanto sportiva quanto Anna, so tanto quanto. I love that. Tanto quanto. Or just Maria è sportiva quanto Anna, dropping the tanto, or using the così come. So Maria è così sportiva come Anna, or again dropping that first part. So Maria è sportiva come Anna. And it sounds like we're saying Maria is sporty like Anna, but it does have that element of as sporty as someone else in this sense.
That's right.
Molto bene.
Okay. We also have to mention something else, Mark. You said that we are using the preposition, the word di, to introduce the comparison. And very often, the word that we use after di is preceded by a definite article. So we have to, as always, combine the preposition di with the definite article that accompanies the word we are using.
And our listeners, I'm sure, have come across this many, many times by now. So let's have some quick examples of this.
Sì, ad esempio possiamo dire l'Austria è più piccola dell'Italia.
So Austria is more small than Italy. So Austria is smaller than Italy.
O il gatto è meno fedele del cane.
Okay, so the cat is less faithful than the dog.
Sì, perfetto. O gli amici di Cristina sono più simpatici degli amici di Claudia.
Oh dear. So Cristina's friends, gli amici di Cristina, are more nice or nicer than Claudia's friends, degli amici di Claudia.
Sì, sì, molto bene. Ancora un esempio, fammi pensare, la pizza è più buona della minestra.
Dipende.
Sì, di vero.
I'm sure for you, if there was chicken on that pizza, the minestra would be what you would prefer.
Oh, sì, sì, indubbiamente.
So, la pizza è più buona della minestra. The pizza is more good or better than soup.
Sì, perfetto. And I think I should also mention here that when we are using the preposition di followed by a pronoun, we have to use some pronouns we haven't discussed yet in this series, but it's the disjunctive pronouns. So I can just quickly mention them and we would need to say, ad esempio, Luca è più alto di me. So we don't want to use io, but we want to use what is called a disjunctive pronoun. So di me, di te, di lui, di lei, di noi, di voi, di loro.
So the nice thing about these disjunctive pronouns is that they're very what we're almost expecting. We've kind of heard versions of these before, and they're used also with, for example, per me, per te, questo è per te, questo è per lui, and so on. So I'm sure that our listeners have come across these before. Okay, now so far we've been looking at examples with di, so più di, meno di, and. I did say earlier that there's another word in English that we may go to automatically. However, that's only used in very specific circumstances.
See, if we are comparing things, words that belong to the same grammatical category, then we're using che instead. And I think, again, an example could probably help here. If I say leggo più romanzi che poesie. I'm not comparing myself to another person who is also reading novels, but I'm comparing two things that I myself read, which is romanzi e poesie.
Yeah. So you're saying I read more novels than poetry. However, if you were to say I read more novels than Mark, you would say
leggo più romanzi di Mark.
Okay. So give us another example.
Luigi è più sportivo che studioso.
So earlier we had Maria and Anna who were more or less sporty than each other, but now we're saying Luigi è più sportivo che studioso. He's more sporty than he is studious.
Sì, esatto, esatto. O in Italia ci sono più spiagge che in Germania.
So in Italy there are more beaches than in Germany. Now I think a little clue, a little helper for this would be when you say in English, I read more novels than poetry, or Luigi A is more sporty than studios. In each case, we kind of really need a little bit extra in English. And I think it sounds more natural in English to say, I read more novels than I do poetry. Or Luigi is more sporty than he is studious. In Italy, there are more beaches than there are in Germany. And when you've got to add that little extra bit, that's when you know that you need the che.
Yeah, that's really useful. That's a very good idea, Mark. Another thing that you can do is swap the order of the sentence. So, for example, if you say, if you want to say, I drink more coffee than tea, if you're not too sure, you can change the order. And if the sentence still makes sense, it means that you need a che. So you can say, I drink more tea than coffee. It still makes sense, so it means you have to use a che. But if you say, I drink more coffee than Maria, you cannot say, I drink more Maria than coffee.
Yeah, that's a really good tip, a really good tip. Okay, now, there are some of these comparative adjectives or words that have an alternative form.
Sì, there are, as in English, there are some adjectives which have also an irregular comparative, or I don't know if you could say in English synthetic, which means that you don't use più or meno, but it's just one word which contains the idea of più and meno inside the word itself.
I have to be honest, I'm not sure what the official grammatical term is in English, but we'll go with sintetici in Italian.
Sì, sì. Okay.
So let's have a look at some of these irregular comparatives.
Okay, so for example, with the adjective buono, we can say più buono, but we also have the option of saying migliore, better.
Yeah. So in English, if you said more good, people would look at you. It sounds a little bit weird to say, oh, that one's more good. You would obviously say that one's better, but we can get away with an Italian. Più buono is acceptable.
Sì, sì, sì. We can say più buono, but we also have the option of migliore. And the same with cattivo. So più cattivo or peggiore.
Yep, okay.
Grande e piccolo, so più grande, but there is also maggiore, and più piccolo or minore.
Are those used in all situations, those two words?
Well, maggiore and minore is very common when we are talking about siblings, for example. You would probably say mio fratello maggiore, mia sorella minore.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay, so that's really common when describing siblings. And also alto and basso, so we can say più alto, but there is also superiore, più basso, but there is also inferiore.
And in those situations, I guess in English, we would use superior and inferior, not so much to talk about actual physical height, but more about quality.
Sì, esatto. This is very much like a stylistic choice in Italian, and especially when we are talking about something in its figurative meaning, then we tend to use the forma sintetica. For example, la tua idea è migliore della mia. You can say la tua idea è più buona, but migliore sounds better, and it's also an abstract concept.
So if we were talking about una torta?
Yes, we can use either. We can say la tua torta è più buona della mia, and that's probably more like taste-wise. La tua torta è migliore della mia. It's more like the overall presentation, so it's more like the taste, but also the presentation, the ingredients.
It's like your showstopper in the Bake Off.
Ah, sì, and talking of Bake Off, well done, Giuseppe, who won the Great British Bake Off for this year. So I'm really proud of an Italian winning the Bake Off.
Complimenti, Giuseppe.
Sì.
Okay, can we have some quick examples of these comparatives that are irregular or that have different options there?
Sì, ad esempio, well, we mentioned siblings before. We could say Alessia ha due sorelle maggiori.
So she has two older sisters. Could we say due sorelle più grandi?
Yes, we can say più grandi, but probably the most natural thing to say would be maggiori. And più grandi could be in terms of height, for example.
Yeah. If in that case, could we also use superiori?
Superiori would mean like more important than her. So that there is this idea of an abstract concept.
So if we had said Alessia ha due sorelle superiori, what exactly do we mean there?
Yes, that would sound a little bit strange because probably you are trying to imply that they're more important than her.
Okay.
There is the idea of maybe ranking. So it would sound a little bit strange. You would say due sorelle più alte if you just want to say taller than her. That's more like a physical description.
Okay, give us one more example.
Okay, la situazione è peggiore di quanto pensassi.
Wow. Oh, you're throwing in something a little bit complicated there. La situazione è peggiore. The situation is worse di quanto pensassi than how much you thought it was. Now, Francesca, that was cunning. You slipped in something quite complicated there.
Sì, it's a little subjunctive which we will save for future episodes.
Yeah, that's a little carrot for staying listening to Coffee Break Italian.
Sì. But peggiore meaning worse. We could say la situazione è più cattiva, but it doesn't sound very natural there, and probably the most natural thing to say would be è peggiore.
Okay, let's take a short break before we come back and listen to our conversation, and we'll do so in just a moment.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break Italian Season 3, we are also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your Italian.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode in which we'll go through every detail of the dialogues, and a third episode for each lesson in which Francesca will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the lesson topic. Of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakitalian.com and follow the links for Season 3 there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, welcome back. Today we are talking about comparative adjectives. And Francesca, you've prepared a conversation for us. Tell us a little about this.
Sì, va bene, Mark. Questa conversazione è probabilmente una conversazione che tutti prima o poi abbiamo avuto nella vita, decidere dove andare in vacanza con la famiglia.
Okay, so we're listening to three people here. I'm playing the part of the father. And as we mentioned earlier, our German colleague Andrea, who is from Switzerland and has spoken Italian for for a long, long time, she studied in Italy. She's playing the part of the mother, and then we have Silvia playing the part of the daughter.
Okay, va bene. Ascoltiamo il dialogo.
Allora, Giovanni, è già aprile e come ogni anno non abbiamo ancora deciso cosa fare per le vacanze. So già che prenoteremo qualcosa all'ultimo minuto e spenderemo un occhio della testa per i voli.
Dai, tesoro, non essere così nervosa. Io ho già qualche idea interessante in testa.
Beh, spero che le tue idee siano migliori di quelle dell'anno scorso.
Non capisco, cosa vuoi dire? Abbiamo deciso tutte e tre insieme di andare al lago e tu dici sempre che il lago è più rilassante del mare.
Sì, è vero, ma l'albergo era a dir poco orribile, con quei letti scomodi come brandine.
Esagerata. Sei più esigente di una principessa. Ah, ecco Elisabetta.
Ciao mamma, ciao papà. Cosa sono quei musi lunghi?
Ciao Betta, com'è andata la scuola?
Bene, oggi abbiamo iniziato a studiare il Rinascimento. Mi piace molto. E mi sembra più interessante del Medioevo.
Secondo me il Rinascimento è interessante quanto il Medioevo, anche se sono due periodi storici completamente diversi.
E avete iniziato il corso di tedesco? Sai che ci tengo.
Sì, e indovinate? L'insegnante è la sorella maggiore di Chiara. È un'insegnante fantastica, ma il tedesco è così difficile, molto più complicato dell'inglese. E poi, parlare è quasi impossibile.
Parlare è sempre più difficile che capire. Ci vuole un po' di pazienza.
Allora abbiamo già risolto il problema. Quest'anno andremo in Svizzera per tutta l'estate. Così io potrò passare un po' di tempo con la mia famiglia e Betta potrà migliorare il suo tedesco.
Ma ci siamo già andati a Natale.
Sì, ma possiamo stare a casa dei miei genitori o di mio fratello. Sarà una vacanza meno costosa dell'altra. E non farà troppo caldo.
Perché non andiamo in Grecia?
Ma in Grecia fa molto più caldo che in Svizzera.
Però la Grecia è meno costosa della Svizzera.
Potremmo andare in aereo.
L'aereo inquina tantissimo, lo sai.
Secondo me l'aereo inquina quanto la macchina.
Allora facciamo una vacanza in bicicletta, meno costosa e meno inquinante.
Bella idea! E poi andare in bici è più divertente che andare in macchina.
Ma non possiamo andare in bici fino in Grecia. E poi, sinceramente, per me restare in ufficio è più rilassante che pedalare sotto il sole di agosto. Andate voi due se volete.
No, Giovanni, tu sei più importante della bicicletta.
È vero, mamma ha ragione. Una vacanza in bici senza di te sarebbe più triste che divertente.
Grazie, ragazze. Allora, propongo una soluzione. Torniamo al lago dove siamo stati l'anno scorso.
Papà, le tue idee sono sempre peggiori delle mie.
Okay, Francesca, thank you for this conversation. It was great to hear all those comparisons. I'm a little bit embarrassed by my acting, I have to say.
No, I think you are an amazing Italian dad, Mark.
Oh, I don't know if Elisabetta agrees.
No, I'm sure she does, yes.
Okay, we're not going to go through the conversation in detail right now. We'll do that in our language study episode. But can you give us a little bit of a summary of what happened in this conversation, please?
See, we've just heard a couple, husband and wife, who are trying to finalize their plans for the family summer holiday without spending too much money, probably.
Okay.
And yourself, or the husband, is trying to reassure his wife, and but she's a little bit skeptical because things didn't go well the year before. They went to a lake, the hotel was horrible, and the beds were uncomfortable.
Okay, then their daughter arrives home, Elisabetta, or Betta.
Sì, Betta is just short for Elisabetta. She's just back from school where she learned about Italian Renaissance and she thinks it's more interesting than the Middle Ages, il Medioevo.
Mm-hmm.
And Betta also started a German class and she thinks that German is harder than English.
Yeah. Now, her teacher, she knows her teacher in a sense.
See, because her teacher is Chiara's bigger sister, so we don't know who Chiara is, but probably they are familiar with Chiara.
Okay, so what about the plans for the actual holidays? Where are they thinking about going?
Yes, the mother, or Andrea, as we said, she thinks that going to Switzerland, where she's from, for their holidays would help Betta master German. And at the same time, obviously, she can spend time with her Swiss family.
Mm-hmm.
But what about you? Are you happy?
Don't think I was happy because we spent Christmas there, so it's time to go somewhere else.
See, but the mother or the wife thinks that they could save some money by just staying at her parents. And also there is the added bonus that it won't be too hot in Switzerland.
Indeed. Now, their daughter has another suggestion.
Yes, Betta suggests that they just go to Greece, but the mother is not really happy because obviously Greece is hotter than Switzerland. But Giovanni, on the other hand, thinks Greece can be cheaper, so it could be an option.
An option, yeah. But they also discuss the sort of environmental impact of wherever they go.
Yes, they seem to be very concerned about the environment, and they come to the conclusion that both planes and cars obviously are polluting. So Betta has an idea.
Yes, but I don't know that Giovanni agrees in the sense that it's maybe not the season for Betta's idea.
Yes, Betta suggests like a cycling holiday because it's cheaper, less polluting, and more fun. But I think Giovanni would rather stay in his office in Ogo rather than cycling in the sun.
In the sunshine, yeah. Okay. So they don't necessarily want to go on holiday without him, but he comes up with a final suggestion.
Yeah, basically we're back to the initial plan. Giovanni just says that they should go again to the lake where they were the year before. But obviously his suggestion is not met with much enthusiasm. And Betta at the end says that his ideas are worse than hers.
So we're hearing lots of comparative adjectives in there, like worse and better and all these. It's actually funny that the daughter's called Elisabetta or Betta, because that's a very good name when we're talking about comparative adjectives. Better, Betta. We will leave it there. Now, it's almost time to finish this episode of Coffee Break Italian, but of course, there is just one more little thing, isn't there, Francesca?
sì, Mark, come sempre c'è ancora una cosina.
So what do you have for us today? I think this has got something to do with taste. We've been talking about holidays and which kind of holiday to go on and so on. Let's hear what you've got.
For today, I have chosen something which is actually not in Italian for once. And I've chosen a Latin phrase that it's quite common in Italian. As you know, we have a lot of sayings in Italian that come from Latin, and they're still widely used in the language. So when we want to say that different people have different tastes, and you cannot really argue about taste, in Italian we would say, or in Latin, de gustibus non est disputandum, or de gustibus non disputandum est.
Wow, so that's quite a mouthful. De gustibus non disputandum est. Okay, so what does this mean?
It simply means that when it comes to tastes, about tastes, it should not really be discussed. So when it comes to taste, whatever goes, there is no discussion possible.
Okay, so like there's no accounting for taste. The idea that, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinions when it comes to what they prefer. So if Betta wants to go to Greece, fine. If Giovanni wants to stay at the office, then fine too.
Sì, esatto. And if you find this sentence too long or too difficult, it's also okay to just say in Italian, de gustibus.
Okay, de gustibus. Well, there we have a new phrase to use, albeit not an Italian phrase, but as you said, very much used by Italian speakers because of course of their rich heritage with Latin.
Sì, esatto.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Don't forget that you can find out more about Coffee Break Italian Season 3 over at the Coffee Break Academy, where we're offering all of the additional materials to support your learning. If you are already using that, then you can go ahead and listen to our language study, in which we'll go through the conversation in detail and explain all the words and phrases in there, and also our translation challenge, which will give you a chance to practice some of these comparative adjectives with some translations. If you're not already subscribed to that, then do head to the Coffee Break Academy at coffeebreakacademy.com. For now, grazie mille e alla prossima!
Sì, grazie a tutti, a presto e ciao ciao!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.